The Humility of God by Robert C. Newman. Brief abstract. When we recite the attributes of God, we don't usually think of God as humble, since that quality is not mentioned, say, in the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Yet God is really more humble than any of his creatures. God's attributes. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. When we recite God's attributes, we usually don't think of God as humble, since this quality is not mentioned in most lists. Yet, in a real sense, God is more humble than any of his creatures. Let's see. First of all, God humbles himself to interact with his creation. In Psalm 113, verses 5 through 7, here in the updated New American Standard, we see, "Who is like the Lord our God? Who is enthroned on high? Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap." Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? So God, who fills heaven and earth, whom even the heavens and the heaven of heavens cannot contain, must humble himself to appear even to his angels to behold the things that are in heaven. Secondly, God humbles himself to redeem us. Jesus humbles himself. You see in the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Or Philippians 2:5 through 8. Paul says, "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." The Spirit humbles himself. Romans 8:26 and 27. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes with us, intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So the Spirit humbles himself to intercede for us. The Father humbles himself. We see that most clearly in the parable of the prodigal son. Luke 15:20. "So he," the son, "got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him." Here we see a picture of a father with grown sons in a Middle Eastern rural context. And yet when he sees his lost son coming back home, he runs and embraces him and kisses him. This is something that men with grown sons in the Middle East do not do. And so the father humbles himself to show his joy at the return of his son. We see something of the same thing a few verses later in Luke 15:28, where the older son has come and found out what's going on and has become angry. And Jesus tells us in the parable, "But he," the older son, "became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him." So the father humbles himself to go out in the midst of the celebration and plead with the older son to come in and join in the celebration. God wants us to be humble. He wants us to value humility as he does. So we see this passage in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. "Thus says the Lord, Let not a wise man boast of his wisdom. Let not a mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Well, this is a passage against boasting, if you like. And yet in verse 24 it says, we can boast about this, and many people do boast that they understand God, they know God, etc. Yet the characteristics of God that are emphasized here, God is the one who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness. We need to humble ourselves to value, instead of wisdom and physical strength and wealth, to value loving kindness and justice and righteousness. God only associates with the humble. Isaiah 66, verses 1 and 2. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word. God only associates with the humble. We see it also in Isaiah 57, 15. For thus says the high and exalted one, who lives forever, whose name is holy. I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. So God wants us to imitate his humility. So Jesus says in Matthew 11, 29 and 30, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus, God, the second person of the Trinity, and the whole Trinity, want us to be gentle and humble in heart, like Jesus is. And in fact, that form of following Jesus is, in a sense, easy in one sense, though it's hard in another. Or as Paul says in Romans 12, verses 14 through 16, he wants us to imitate his humility in this way. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Well, that's our quick tour of the humility of God. I'm sure more could be said. In conclusion, let's say this. If humility is an attribute of God, then it cannot be something that it is beneath our dignity to imitate. May the Lord help us to really imitate his humility. The end.